time for Advice Line. Call now at 800-866-8883. That's 800-866-8883. Here's your host, Roy Masters.
Oh, welcome, KRLA listeners in Los Angeles. I know that some of you have difficulty getting my program, and it doesn't cover the daytime signal at night, I'm sorry to say, but it's a good. I've been with them 42 years, so I'm not about to go anywhere, but I got an extra station for you. It's 8:30 on the dial. KRLA is 870, and it's 20,000 watts, so between the two, they cover just about all of the way from San Diego to Ventura or Santa Barbara. So between the two of them, so therefore it's at great expense that I do this, 8:30 and 8:70. And you can, if you want to start earlier, you can start earlier with 8:30 because they start at 10 o'clock. I used to start with 10 o'clock at KRLA, but, well, I lost it. So that's all I can tell you. And I'm happy to be back with you again. So if you have difficulty turning a radio, you can, you know, you can listen to both stations depending on where you are in this in California. 866-8883. Let me give you a quick call to, is Joyce in Austin? Just a quickie call before we take the main calls. You want to know if you could meditate a shorter period of time? Is that the question?
Pardon me? I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
Joyce, are you Joyce?
Yes.
You want to know if you can meditate a shorter period of time?
Yes, I mean, I meditate when I'm using a cassette, you know, a long time. But when I'm not using a cassette, I meditate less than 20 minutes.
Oh, you can, listen. The meditation exercise is meant for you to...
new meditation.
But listen carefully. It's not meant for you to become addicted to it. Okay. In other words, one day, please God, you'll do it less and less, shorter and shorter time, because you'll be in that state of mind that Jesus was in when he walked the earth. So in other words, you could stop at a traffic light and just while you're waiting for the, with your eyes wide open, just be aware of the things around you and stand back from your thoughts and you do a 1 minute meditation. You just make sure that you're not lost in your thoughts. You take that minute to stand back. See, because eventually you'll be in that state all of the time.
Okay.
Because that's the state you've got to die in.
Okay.
You can't die in the state you were born with.
Okay.
You're lost in a head and worried and fearful and anxious for your life, all the rest of it. Okay. Programmed by all the different things. All right. Nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you. Bye.
You're very welcome, young lady. Good soul. Tend to be caught up in personality, but I would not have it. I want to free her from that. I want to free her from me. I want to transfer the relation, her mind and body to the ruling entity of the what Christians call the Holy Spirit. Common sense, or your conscience. Got a conscience? You got conflict? Well, then the lower part of you, the spirit of the lower part, is control, is overruling the spirit of the higher part of you, to put it simply. And so all I have to do is realign you to your Creator. And so you could live out of your... So he could live through you, through your lens of your consciousness. And it trickles down into your thought, thinking creatively. And you have a whole new life. Otherwise, you got it backwards. You react, you feel, you think. And the ruling entity of the world takes control. And there's your conflict. And you don't need your pills and drugs to cure that. The pills and drugs cannot cure that. They cannot give you spirit. All right, we'll be right back. 866-8883. Call me Monday through Friday, 10 to midnight, 10 West Coast time. That's an 800 number. Thank you. I'm Roy Masters.
Join the thousands.
thousands who have gained enlightenment through the foundation of human understanding and from listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You'll find a wealth of information by visiting FHU.com. Sunday sessions at the foundation are a popular event, but if you're unable to attend, you can now take them home with you. That's right. Enjoy 20 Sunday sessions on MP3 CD, 40 hours of audio on one CD. Find out more at FHU.com. Recent topics of Sunday sessions include Original Sin, Why It's No Longer Your Fault, Faith, Doubting the Demon of Doubt, and Food, the Most Dangerous Drug of All. Enjoy these and other relevant topics by ordering your Sunday sessions on CD. 20 sessions in all, a full 40 hours of audio. Find out more at FHU.com or call us during West Coast business hours at 1-800-877-3227. 1-800-877-3227. It's time for Advice Line.
I have a darkness in me that comes up every now and then that I want to address. And recently it came up.
Call 1-800-866-8883.
Last night, wanting to talk with my husband, I sat here and proceeded to point out all of his wrongs and his failures. I realized that I was my mother sitting here. I had her tones, her facial expressions, all her venom.
Here's your host, Roy Masters.
I mean, that last caller emphasized all the things I've been saying on this program. We are not ourselves. We are not who we think we are. We have the nature of one of our parents, and we cannot help it. We try not to be. We put on a good face. But sooner or later, the driving force for that face, being anger, eats away at the facade, and it pops out. I just thought it was my mother. I had all her facial expressions. Why am I treating my husband this way? He's a good guy. I get women saying that to me all the time. They drive their husbands away. And they're drawn to the worst kind of men. Your whole life is like that. You destroy your children. You don't even know you're doing it. You're too nice to them. You make up your mind. Well, I don't want to be like my mom or my dad. I'm going to love my children so they love me. Well, that's the worst thing you can do. But then you're the only other alternative is to be like them. Or try not to be like them. And that trying is a facade. It's not real love. It is meant to impress your children with your goodness, to obligate them to love you, so that hoping their love will wash away the hate you still feel. Damned if you get it. Damned if you don't. And when you get it, you can't get enough of it, and you suck on them. And they want to run away from you, or you turn into schizophrenics, or something like that. Something bad. The emotional disturbances in children are caused by that sort of thing. Love. But it isn't love. It's trying to get love from your own children. You don't want to get love from your own children. Children don't have any love to give you. God, just thinking out loud here, when I see... You hear people say, have you hugged your child today? Most of them, when they get to be 2 years old, they don't want you to hug them all the time. They feel like you want something from them, they want to cringe, but they're too young to understand the pain they feel for your calling out of them is not good. Oh, well, I better not prevail on this subject. Who are we going to take next? Desmond. Hello, Desmond. Okay, what can I do for you, Desmond?
Mr. Masters, one of my problems is, like, I'm constantly faced with the presence of evil, you know, like...
Well, everybody is, Desmond. Everybody is.
Yeah, but I'm thinking, like, is there, like, somebody that, like, here I go again, like it's a woman in my life that I can meet or somebody that I can communicate with.
You're not ready for women.
I'm not.
No, you're not. You've got to be. Listen, women are the most beautiful creatures, which is rare, or they're the most ugly and manipulative, which is common.
Right.
And the trouble is, sometimes in the most manipulative women and the most needy of women, is a nice woman in there, but you're going to have to learn to deal with the manipulation and the seductiveness and the cruelty that's inherent in women.
Okay.
Women are inherently cruel.
Right.
And little children, they are born inherently cruel, even though they don't want to be.
And what they need, like that now.
Okay. So what they need is a husband that loves the hell out of them. But most men love the hell in them.
Right.
See, it's the same way if a father looks for the approval of his children, he's drawing up the worst in those children, so their children become manipulators. And so if he stoops to his children for love and comes down to their level for a sense of worth, his children become like teasing women. They learn the ways of women. He draws upon the dark side of woman, of a child that needs to be corrected. Women have much more power over men because they are sexual, you see. So they got the same nature as a naughty child, but they offer themselves for your use.
Okay.
See that? So you you are a lost soul. You have
right.
no business messing with women until you find yourself.
Okay. Okay, so I follow.
So
that.
Put them from your mind, because all they'll do is ruin you.
Okay, I will definitely do that, because I'm faced with that constantly all the time, you know. And
of course.
I never play into it, but it was just the thought that keeps coming.
It's all right. It's only natural for it because it's only natural that you're drawn towards a woman for two reasons. One, because you're dying and you have to replace yourself.
Right.
Okay. But you're a dying animal because you have ego. And
right.
involved with women is a reinforcement of that ego. So when you have sex with a woman, she's reinforcing the fallen nature so that your hunger for her becomes more, because the more you're dying, the more you're loved by a woman, because you're fulfilling your sensual, sexual, egotistical needs.
Right.
I use the word egotistical, and I know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you get that, so that you're getting closer to death, and the more sensual you become, the more you get ego satisfaction from a woman, the higher you get, the lower you sink, and
right.
the worse you bring out of the dark side is you draw from the woman to service you. It is a
right.
living hell.
Right.
And what a woman really wants is a man that loves God more than he loves her. So you're never going to be ready for a woman until you love what's right, so strong that she can't seduce you to do anything.
Well,
she can't irritate you. She can't seduce you. And listen, when you become man enough, where you're not seduced, that mm-hmm. you don't think of women as a lollipop or an ice cream sundae.
Right.
You think of her as a real person that needs your love and needs correction like a naughty child. She
right.
needs that. But you can't do that if you need her sensual favors. You cannot
right.
do that.
But I don't
you
need
keep
that.
Falling. You do need it. You keep thinking of it. As long
okay.
as you toy with it. You just have to look
okay.
at those thoughts and let them go.
Okay.
One more thing. Learn
okay.
to deal with the women that you meet in your life as a gentleman.
Okay.
Don't
deal with the women I need in my life as a gentleman.
Yes, a gentle, like a brother, a father, and no other way until the right. So that there's a certain woman that will see this about you, that you're noble and you're kind
uh-huh.
and that women can't seduce you. That's the one for you. She will respect
oh.
them. That woman will be drawn to you, but if you get caught up with the others, they will eat you alive. Okay.
I'm not going to let that happen.
Okay, my friend, got to go.
Thank you, Mr. Master.
You're welcome, sir. 866-8883. I think I'll give you the floating break so that people get getting too tired of my voice. So maybe you can say something nice to them.
Do you long for the days when life was less complex and confusing? Do you wish there were ways to reduce everyday stress? If you have worries about your family, finances, or relationships, then it's time for you to download and listen to Be Still and Know from FHU.com. This free audio lesson will teach you how to free yourself from your own negativity so you can better deal with day-to-day challenges. You can stop the anger, the doubt, the sense of failure that's holding you back. FHU.com can help. Learn exercises that will give you strength to overcome problems and make life easier. Don't let emotions take control. If you're ready for a new perspective, go to FHU.com to hear Be Still and Know absolutely free. That's FHU.com. With a new version of your own life, you can be happy again. Visit FHU.com for a free audio download of Be Still and Know. Life is too short to waste on the same problems day after day. Go to FHU.com. Do it today.
Untold thousands have acquired helpful insight into their lives through help from the Foundation of Human Understanding. Your donations and continued patronage allow us to continue our work to improve the human condition. Through our radio extension of Advice Line with Roy Masters and our website at FHU.com, we will continue to offer answers to the tough questions that life presents. Great inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation. Roy Masters offers his meditation exercise titled Be Still and Know, absolutely free on the Foundation's website, FHU.com. Now you can release the binds that tie you, learn to break those unhealthy addictions, overcome anger, rage, and insecurity. It all begins with a proper mindset. The Foundation website offers you the gateway to a more meaningful existence. And when you visit FHU.com, receive Roy Masters' meditation exercise for free. You can also call the Foundation during West Coast business hours, Monday through Friday, at 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227.
Join the thousands who have gained enlightenment.
You're listening to Foundation of Human Understanding with Roy Masters.
And from listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters, you'll find a wealth of information by visiting FHU.com. Sunday sessions at the Foundation are a popular event.
Yeah, you hear me talk about
unable to attend,
marriage and relationships
home with you. That's right. Enjoy 20 Sunday sessions on MP3 CD, 40 hours of audio on one CD. Find out more at FHU.com. Recent topics of Sunday sessions include original sin, why it's no longer your fault, faith, doubting the demon of doubt.
A man's not worthy of a woman's love unless she tests him and finds that he loves what's right more than her. She's a little insulted. A woman is a jealous god. Women are jealous gods. They're jealous of other women who are jealous gods. But they also, you know, they want to own you. It's not good for them. Part of them wants to own you. And if they're good, they don't like it when they can. It makes them uncomfortable. It gives them secret contempt for the men. But the point is they own them and they're attached, the men are attached to them, and so it looks like love, and it's the only love there is. And you satisfy that impulse in a man, and he becomes more dependent and more contemptible. Gentlemen, if you have Mr. Ed, ED, you better call me before you take your Viagra, because you're a stupid idiot if you take that stuff. I can explain to you what this your disconnect is all about. I mean, just call me about your disconnect. You see, that's what Viagra is all about. Is you're not able to, you know, to plug in, pardon the expression, to the sense of who you are. It's really pathetic how sex becomes misused and how the system has destroyed. But this is not a commercial program, so you can bellyache all you want. All right? You want to be liberated from your common sense. You want your empowerment. You have to have a sucker. You're not going to be, how can you be empowered? Have you empowered unless you have power over something? Something gives you that power. Well, and if you manipulate men, you can transfer the power from their duty, their love of their creator to you. Damned if you get it, damned if you don't. Now look, we need to examine this thing called marriage from every side. I mean every side, in every way. So how about giving me a call? Mr. Ed, you got a problem? Give me a call, 866-8883, and let's talk to Frank, who has a gentle question. Not very heavy, but something good will come from it. Go ahead, Frank.
Well, Mr. Masters, I probably spent about a total of 6 hours listening to the musical quality of your voice.
Oh, thank you.
I've kind of sequestered myself from most input, especially philosophical, primarily because I enjoy to misuse this word, virginity of my naivete. working at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, a physicist there introduced me to a concept of accountability or not accountability. And so his solution for resolving that was to become a Christian.
Okay, a good Christian will do it.
So in response to that, I'm kind of a compulsive excessive, and I'll talk to you about that at some other occasion. But I embrace the idea, I know how ideas are and how they are massaged by our conscious and everything. So I read the Bible several times, mm-hmm. cover to cover, just to get the information in my head. And I was working on an electric car in my driveway, and then I had this, for lack of any other description, we'll call it an epiphany.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, Charles was kind of coaching me on, I'm not a classical educated person like at Caltech or anything, but I have the capability. I think I've been, I think our Creator protects some people from the normal scheme of things, but
but protects you from being educated.
Well,
educated.
Yeah, I would say that, but there's a term they use around the lab they call prior art. Well, as soon as a creative person is infected with the prior art, their ability to come in...
I dig it. I understand you. That's absolutely right on the money. But now what can I do for you? Absolutely agree.
This epiphany was oriented around how to discover your purpose, and that boils down to this. If we take an equality, for example, I was dealing with E equals MC squared. Now,
yes.
It came to me that there's a more profound and more precise equation that boils down to infinity, which is a description of Almighty, equals retrospection with introspection. Now, it took me quite a while to figure out. See, retrospection is relatively easy.
I got it. But now,
okay.
You're giving me a lecture, and it's a nice lecture. It's very nice. I'm interested, but we have people waiting with serious problems. You see, so how can I be helped? I agree with everything you're saying here. I mean, no.
I didn't want that. basically, I've been.
Well, I can just give you something. Look. I'm dealing with the subject of gravity.
Okay.
The origin of the universe is gravity. The origin of the universe.
Well,
you know what the cosmological constant is?
No,
I thought perhaps you... Anyway, then I can't go follow that course. But the point is, the origin of gravity is... gravity is what... Everything's made of it, believe it or not. A mass is locked-up gravity. And... gravity is ethereal in that it is in this world exactly as it was in the other, making things out of itself. So it creates things which create other things and which creates everything else from what appears to be nothing. But gravity is not nothing. It's from the Creator. It comes through the stillness. A tunnel of a timeless tunnel into this dimension, and it's in my book, but it's so hard to explain in just a few words. But the point is, it comes into being. It's one world creating itself, recreating itself in this one. In the negative, you might think of it as the vampire turning into smoke and going under the door and reappearing on the other side of the door, see? It's like it's just a sort of fantastic way of saying the positive in a negative way. It's very hard to say what the positive is, easier to say what the negative is. The thing is, there's also then the whole universe is created from the very beginning out of what appears to be nothing. It's not nothing, it's a no thing. It becomes everything, and everything becomes everything else. Now, I look at the universe. I'm born, I'm awake. I look at the blades of grass. I see all the things that all the wondrous things, and I think to myself, how is it that billions of years have passed? All this is made. Dinosaurs have come and gone, and yet there's not a thing on this earth until man came with consciousness to appreciate it all. Surely God made. Creates for other than himself. It's just like the artist doesn't create a painting just because he's all by himself. He makes it for himself. He makes a painting to be appreciated and to add beauty to the environment. I get that, but I think God creates this universe to be appreciated, and he gives us a consciousness to wonder. And wonder is tantamount. This wonder that you have of seeing flowers grow and just asking the questions of physics and chemistry and the things that you are directed to look at and to explore, because the exploration leads to greater wonder, and wonder is when it's an adventure. It is an adventure out into the universe outwardly, but also an adventure of appreciation. Which is better than going to church, because it's tantamount to worship. Worship isn't singing songs to Jesus or to God. Worship is like Einstein said, I want to know what God thinks, all the rest of the details. And so he gives us this wondrous ability to see, but now the same power that gave gravity its force to create the universe and construct us in his image puts us on the edge of, puts us in the scene he created for us, the scenery, the universe, and he says, do my will on this earth. You have a choice to do my will, and I will give you, I will open up the windows of heaven, and you won't have enough room to receive it.
And does, if that mean, does that mean that we, that in your example, is gravity subject to our...
No, it's not, the gravity is only an example of the same force that created the universe. We could sit in a place from where the universe came, practically, as if a space in our head, and something through that space talks to us in a wordless way. It's wordless. It's not language, because language, God never said to the universe in English, let there be. He didn't speak that way. It's a wordless word. And he speaks to us wordlessly. He created the universe with a code of words, but it's not words as a language as we know it. And in our minds, he talks to us in our minds. And he says, see, I made this. I made it this way. And he gives us an understanding of the engineering of everything so we can put it to use. All the great inventors weren't educated. They were searchers. They were lovers of truth.
Observers.
Observers. See, and the observers are shown things. The love of truth, it gives you that epiphany, and it gives you a relationship with God that church can't give you.
I agree.
And education can't give you. Because education is only the words about it. Education is only the words about it, language, but it isn't the thing itself.
Well, you know, what I find interesting is how you've been able to synthesize all of this information and have it, your understanding of women, from what little I've heard of your work, makes me desirous to kind of pursue. The next time I talk to you, it will be with more of you underneath my belt.
However, see that music? That means I've got to go. I don't mean to be rude, but they won't let me talk to you when the last note sounds, when the trumpet sounds. Okay, we'll be right back.
Join the thousands who have gained enlightenment through the foundation of human understanding and from listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You'll find a wealth of information by visiting FHU.com. Sunday sessions at the foundation are a popular event, but if you're unable to attend, you can now take them home with you. That's right. Enjoy 20 Sunday sessions on MP3 CD. 40 hours of audio on one CD. Find out more at FHU.com. Recent topics of Sunday sessions include Original Sin, Why It's No Longer Your Fault, Faith, Doubting the Demon of Doubt, and Food, the Most Dangerous Drug of All. Enjoy these and other relevant topics by ordering your Sunday sessions on CD. 20 sessions in all, a full 40 hours of audio. Find out more at FHU.com or call us during West Coast business hours at 1-800-877-3227. 1-800-877-3227.
Untold thousands have acquired helpful insight into their lives through help from the Foundation of Human Understanding. Your donations and continued patronage allow us to continue our work to improve the human condition. Through our radio extension of Advice Line with Roy Masters and our website at FHU.com, we will continue to offer answers to the tough questions that life presents. Great inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation. Roy Masters offers his meditation exercise titled Be Still and Know, absolutely free on the Foundation's website, FHU.com. Now you can release the binds that tie you, learn to break those unhealthy addictions, overcome anger, rage, and insecurity. It all begins with a proper mindset. The Foundation website offers you the gateway to a more meaningful existence, and when you visit FHU.com, receive Roy Masters' meditation exercise for free. You can also call the Foundation during West Coast business hours, Monday through Friday, at 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227.
Your life can be all that you had hoped it could be. Sometimes, all we need is a little help in understanding how to unlock those doors that confine us. The first crucial step is to reach out. Countless people just like you have changed their lives for the better through the assistance of Roy Masters and Advice Line. Now you can order Advice Line shows on MP3, CD, 40 hours of audio by visiting FHU.com or by calling us at 1-800-877-3227. Catch up with those lost programs by ordering your CD today. Priceless information, insightful programming, a calming resolve. All available through Advice Line with Roy Masters. Order your 40-hour audio CD or simply subscribe today and never miss another show. Visit FHU.com or call the Foundation at 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227.
Do you long for the days when life was less complex and confusing? Do you wish there were ways to reduce everyday stress? If you have worries about your family, finances, or relationships, then it's time for you to download and listen to Be Still and Know from FHU.com. This free audio lesson will teach you how to free yourself from your own negativity so you can better deal with day-to-day challenges. You can stop the anger, the doubt, the sense of failure that's holding you back. FHU.com can help. Learn exercises that will give you strength to overcome problems and make life easier. Don't let emotions take control. If you're ready for a new perspective, go to FHU.com to hear Be Still and Know absolutely free. That's FHU.com. With a new version of your own life, you can be happy again. Visit FHU.com for a free audio download of Be Still and Know. Life is too short to waste on the same problems day after day. Go to FHU.com. Do it today.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Yes, at great expense, I've put out a lot of money in order to cover the ground in Southern California, in Los Angeles, not covered by the station I've been on for 42 years. And I'd like to know if it's worthwhile, and I'd like to hear from you, because the calls have been falling away in Los Angeles because the signal is not as strong as it used to be, and for various reasons. So I've covered it with 8:30 on the dial, so I want to know if you're listening. Give me a call. Let me know that there's... Because I'm getting calls from everywhere in the country except Los Angeles, and that's just a little disturbing because I want to
You know, that's been my basic home ground. And everywhere else is sprouting calls from everywhere. So I want to hear from you in Los Angeles, okay? Let me know if you get 8:30 on the dial to augment 8:70, okay? Now, 866-8883, call me Monday through Friday, 10 to midnight, West Coast time. And we're going to go to Alex in Sonora, Mexico. Hello.
Yeah, I'm from Mexico. I'm a schizophrenic. And
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And my question is shame the beginning of repentance?
Shame is a good thing.
Shame is good.
Yes, you're good.
And can it be cultivated?
No, you don't want to cultivate it. No, shame. You have to understand the nature of shame. Some people can manipulate you through it because you don't want to feel ashamed, and they can upset you and pull it out of you and upset you with it and degrade you so that you feel more shame, and to avoid being having all this shame, you'll do anything to please a person because people know how to irritate you and upset you, because being upset is creating the shame. Being upset is a powerful tool to separate you from the good of God and to make you do the will of the bully, the manipulator. So your shame and your guilt can be used to manipulate you. You know that, don't you?
Artificial shame?
Yeah, well, no, there's no such thing as artificial shame, but you can it can be used against you if you don't understand. Well, no, if it's used against you, it's not good.
Ah, okay. I have to be careful.
Because you got to be careful because if it's used against you and you try to please someone so you don't have to feel the guilt and the shame of displeasing them, and you want to avoid the anger and hostility so you go along to get along, the result is you've got more guilt. And it continues. The more you try to avoid the shame, the more shame you've got. It's most important that you stop and face what shame is. It's not doing the will of the Father.
Okay.
How you are manipulated is through being irritated, and your relationship with God being tested, and you being found wanting as a result of being angry. Now let me say this to you. Excuse me. The Bible says, "Resist not evil; overcome it with good," and that's wrong. The translation is very bad. Take the word resist and change it to another word which means almost the same. Resent. Resent is a form of resistance. So instead of using the word resist, which is resist, use the word resentment, which is a form of resisting, and then you change the whole meaning of it. Listen carefully. Resent not evil. Overcome it with good. In other words, someone has mistranslated the Bible at that point. So when you're looking for meaning, you get the wrong angle to it. It's a mistranslation, willfully, purposely, I don't know. But it's so crucial. The word resentment is not found in the King James Version. I don't think it's found in it. And making you resentful and angry. And when you can realize, and this is what makes you feel guilty and ashamed and pained by your anger, so you try to appease someone to please them so you don't have to be angry anymore. You want to affect them with what looks like love. It isn't love. Hoping that you want to affect them with your good. It isn't good. You're a slave.
And, I understand, yes.
So you understand that. So,
yeah. My last question.
Well, I haven't answered your question yet.
Okay.
If you could just realize that your shame is the resentment you feel, and if you can look at that word, if you can look at that resentment next time someone is mean to you, and you just stand back from that resentment, and don't let it stand back from it, and don't wallow in it. I don't know if you understand what I mean by that, but
yes, I do.
You do understand that?
Yes.
Set it aside. Just look at that person and watch the meanness, and look at your own resentment starting to rise. But don't just look at it and don't suppress it. Don't get angry with it. Just watch it, and it goes away. And the person won't know what you're doing, because all you'll be, all, as far as they're concerned, all they'll see about you is you looking at them calmly, with a beautiful radiance. You won't see your own radiance, because a person who can look at their own resentment and not indulge it, which is only pridefulness, a person who can look at their own resentment and not indulge it, stops responding to evil, and good is coming through. Resent not evil, overcome it with good. If you resent evil, you are separated from the good by which you can overcome that evil. The resentment is key. Key. The key to the riddle of existence is understanding that. You will get no further until you understand that.
Oh, okay.
All right, and then your shame will go away. Drop the resentment, and your shame will go. But in the beginning, it might come back again because you're coming back to the shame you've been running from. So don't be afraid if it starts to come back more, because you're approaching the threshold of the divine.
Okay, so then that's when it becomes repentance?
Well, that's then when you cut, as you drop the resentment, you're dropping your worldly nature. And all the strange feelings and thoughts dance before your mind, and they go away too. The less resentful you are, the more power you have over your own thoughts to dissolve them. And when you dissolve them, you become more naked in the light. You become more aware of the light, and the light shines on you, and then you feel like you're nothing, and you feel a repentance and a sadness and a gladness and a warmth comes over you, and you're saved.
Okay, so it is true that shame becomes then becomes repentance, but first you have to stop resenting.
That's right. You must realize that resentment is judgment.
Okay.
See that? It's the basis of hatred and slavery to this hate object.
Okay.
Separation from the good by which you can be freed from being a slave of evil.
Okay.
You won't be a schizophrenic anymore if you understand that.
Okay, thank you. How can I thank you? I'm not working.
No, just become a better person.
I'm going to start working.
Then you'll be fine.
I'm going to start working.
You are a very strong person inside. You just had a bad start with your mother.
Okay.
It's your mother that makes you schizophrenic, the absence of a father, or the wrong kind of... Isn't that right?
That's right.
You got your mother's nature.
Yeah.
But you have a good nature inside. You have a longing for good, and you'll be just fine.
Okay. I don't know what I would do without you. Okay.
You call me again, will you?
Yeah.
Let me keep up with you. Bye.
Yeah.
Okay. 866-866-8883. Ladies and gentlemen, may I suggest you go to my website, fhu.com. Please, when you're on the website, there's so many free things. You don't really need to buy anything, really, because you get better just by getting the free meditation downloads, the radio programs, the Sunday morning sessions. But there's a place where you can donate. I'm not sure if it works very well, because I've had someone call this evening and we're not sure if it's working, the donation things. But if it doesn't work very well and it's troublesome, would you call the foundation and then give your credit card or something, or drop a check. If you want the porridge that I have for your gut, you can write to the foundation, Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. And just say, I want the porridge that Roy Master spoke about. It isn't a porridge you get, it's just a recipe. It will do you the world of good. I discovered it. It's a combination of ingredients the likes of which you have never thought of. All right? And it's all raw and it tastes cooked. See? And you'll be surprised the magic of it. It's like eating your porridge in the morning and it won't taste any different. Except got all the nutrients. Can't tell you any more than that. Call it poopy porridge for obvious reasons. But it's what else it does for you. So, thank you very much for supporting the broadcast. That's what I want to say to you. Thank you. Go to my website, fhu.com. Call my office, 866-RADIO-ROY, and we're going to take another call. Is it Roberta?
Oh, it's Anne in Huntington Beach. Hello, Anne. Oh, we got a call from Los Angeles area.
Hi, Roy. We're on 8:30, and we hear you loud and clear.
Oh, jolly good show.
That's very good, and thank you for that. You're a good man.
I just wanted to make sure you all get the program. It was difficult for me to lose that first hour, you know, on the other station.
And it makes all the difference to get a clear signal.
Thank you. No insult to my old station, because they've been good to me.
Yeah, I'm sure they did their best.
And now, what can I do for you?
So I have a friend who I've known for almost a year, a very good friend, but I see that she is a bully. And
he's not a friend, then he's not a friend.
Yeah, but she can be very, very nice, and then very, very mean and verbally abusive.
Is she like your mother or your bully mother? There's got to be a bully mother and your father somewhere.
I certainly am afraid of bullies, and I think I've been running from them all of my life.
But you run into them.
I run into them, and
that's
I try
right.
and be nice
you're
to
actually,
them.
No, you're running towards them because they're everywhere.
Yeah, and I just want to be nice, and I don't want them to yell at me. And
But they will. But they pick you out. They pick you out. You're too obliging.
Yeah.
See, you have an obliging nature to bullies. You have a compromising, a subservience nature that bullies spot. And they're drawn to you like a moth to flames. How can I say it? Like a fly to dung. not a very good way. I'm not very good at these sorts of things. But they're drawn to you. they're drawn to you because they see this weakness you have for their love. Don't you want? Look, you know how an addict is drawn to a pusher?
Yes.
Because there's something in the addict that is owned, that comes from the pusher through being seduced. And so this nature that is sown in them through being seduced to take the forbidden fruit cries out for reinforcement. It's almost like a reverse relationship with God, except it's the dark side of people. So I gotta help you when I get back. I'll discuss more. We don't have that many calls the second hour. I don't know why, but we had some good calls this evening. So we'll wind up with Anne and perhaps Roberta. We have time. All right. I'm Roy Masters. We'll be right back after a break. Those of you who do not have the wonders of electronics at your disposal, I refer to the internet, you'll miss some wonderful Sunday morning talks. And they're free on the web. You might go to a friend's house so you can listen to them on Sunday or any day of the week, because it plays 7 days a week, any time, any hour of the day. Sunday morning sessions. You can also download the CD and buy yourself an inexpensive MP3 player, which plays ordinary CDs as well, and get that no charge. Or you can call the foundation and we'll sell you one, but because that's how we have to do that, because, well, it's easy for you to download. You do it yourself, but we have to incur expense to do that. But if you can't afford anything, or whatever you can afford, that's fine too. The whole idea is to make the internet a place of wonder, a place where you can go and find answers to your problems. I think you can just put words in and up will come something that is relative to what you're looking for. But you'll find it in just about every talk. You'll find it in every paragraph of the books that are up on the web. But it's unfortunate that some of you will have to buy them, and some of you pay whatever you can. Fine. But the whole idea is to reach out to the hearts and minds of people everywhere in the world. And the radio program, if all you get is the radio program, it's a wonderful thing, because we need support for that too. The radio program is rebroadcast on the web, so 24 hours a day, so people can hear it in Tanzania, in Afghanistan, wherever they have access. Hearts and Minds goes beyond politics. because people are the same the world over. They're looking for answers, and there's too many forces that get in the way, too many cultural forces, mean-spirited people, political, religious, otherwise, so-called religious, pseudo-religious, dastardly religious, whatever. The key is hard to find, but it's so simple. They make it difficult. Jesus said to the Pharisees, you have the key to the kingdom, but you don't enter into yourself. Hinder everybody's at the door. I'm not going to hinder you. I'm going to show you where the door is inside you. 866-RADIO-ROY, FHU.com. Call me. Would you? Thank you. We'll be right back.
Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Okay, now, Anne, you've got two problems, and mostly I start by telling people they have to give up resentment. However, you have to start with giving up love. You must look for love in all the wrong places.
Mm-hmm.
All you'll ever draw, if you're not looking for the love of God, you're looking for the love of what has the spirit of what has abused you as a child. Because your resentment towards your parent, whichever one it was, the one you resented, who bullied you, put his nature in you and stole you away from your own, the one you were born to know, and made you subservient. And you would try to please as you will, you can never please them. Damned if you get their approval. Because it encourages you, it keeps encouraging you. Damned if you don't get approval, because you get upset and the nature inside you cries out, the pain of it cries out for more of their love. Damned if you get it, and damned if you don't. You've got to look at this need for people as a longing, a wrong longing to downward into the earth. And beyond, down beyond the bowels of the underverse, through people. You have to look at it as a wrong kind of thing. It's not love. You can't, they cannot get love you, only to own you and possess you, and bully you into submission. You must look at this love as a wrong kind of love. It's outward and downward, into the underworld, into the underverse, through people, through bullies. You draw up the dark side in them, and they will exploit you. And you will hate them for it, and then you will feel guilty. And then you will crave love from the very thing that's... You will embrace the very thing that's killing you, and you don't know how to stop.
And feel bad about those feelings that come up.
Well, of course, it's hatred.
Yeah, round and round.
But hatred is... So this love, you have to look at this love before you can give up the hate. You cannot give the hate up until you see that you're looking for love to cover the hate, but the love is only reinforcing your hate. See, it's a damnable trick. You do nice things for these people, and then you give them power to hurt you,
mm-hmm.
and then you hate them for it,
mm-hmm.
and then you feel guilty.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to get rid of guilt? They gave you the guilt. They got to take it away.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll never take it away. They'll only make you more guilty, make your life miserable.
I want to stop this.
No, you must. You can't stop it.
And stop the friendship.
No, you have to stop the fiendship. It's not a friend. And you're going to have to look at this honestly. And you're going to have to learn to... But you can't be a recluse. You have to look at this friend next time. The friendliness or the intimidation. But the friendliness, the falseness of it, look at it. And see it for what it is. And it may not like that, because once you start to see that person for what they are, the bully, you've drawn the bully, you're going to have to stand up against it, and they're going to intimidate you, and then you can learn then you can learn how not to resent them for it, and you're free. You've got two things you've got to learn. It isn't love that you're getting. And the next thing you have to learn, and they will intimidate you when they see you that you're waking up, and you're seeing them for what they are, they start to cringe. And then they start to try to put your light out like your parent did, probably your father. See? And try to put your light out and try to, because the light burns. The fact that you can see them for what they are burns. And you will not serve it when you see it for what it is. Not as a source of love, but as a source of your downfall and your damnation. You drop that love. It isn't love. Realize it, and you will find love from realizing it, because you haven't realized it before. You've always thought love was what it really wasn't. So you're dying to it. Think about it. Call me again. Think about what I just said.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's not easy thing to talk about, to see your longing for your dope pusher, where you thought of it as love, and he rises the occasion of your need and exploits you. And then maybe you wake up and realize, oh my God, I'm a drug addict. But you need it, but you hate the fact that you need it. And he's laughing at you. And when you try to break away from it, he intimidates you. So you need the drugs again and the service again. You have to deal with both of those. But you can, if you are willing to hear what I have to say and not be angry with me. There's something inside you that doesn't like me. And it doesn't like you either, if you want to know the truth. Well, call me, 866-RADIO-ROY, FHU.com. Call me. Tomorrow, business hours, West Coast time. You want the porridge, just give us a call, and it's good for your gut. I'll give you the recipe. 866-RADIO-ROY, FHU.com. And I'll be back with you tomorrow night, 22 hours from now. God bless you, and have a good evening. Program number is 4342-4343. Both hours are available. We repeat the program on the web and on XM following 12 midnight to 2 in the morning. We'll be right back. Thank you.
You're listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters.
Days when life was less complex and confusing? Do you wish there were ways to reduce everyday stress? If you have worries about your family, finances, or relationships, then it's time for you to download and listen to Be Still and Know from FHU.com. This free audio lesson will teach you how to free yourself from your own negativity so you can better deal with day-to-day challenges. You can stop the anger, the doubt, the sense of failure that's holding you back. FHU.com can help. Learn exercises that will give you strength to overcome problems and make life easier. Don't let emotions take control. If you're ready for a new perspective, go to FHU.com to hear Be Still and Know absolutely free. That's FHU.com. With a new version of your own life, you can be happy again. Visit FHU.com for a free audio download of Be Still and Know. Life is too short to waste on the same problems day after day. Go to FHU.com. Do it today.
Your life can be all that you had hoped it could be. Sometimes, all we need is a little help in understanding how to unlock those doors that confine us. The first crucial step is to reach out. Countless people just like you have changed their lives for the better through the assistance of Roy Masters and Advice Line. Now you can order Advice Line shows on MP3, CD, 40 hours of audio by visiting FHU.com or by calling us at 1-800-877-3227. Catch up with those lost programs by ordering your CD today. Priceless information, insightful programming, a calming resolve. All available through Advice Line with Roy Masters. Order your 40-hour audio CD or simply subscribe today and never miss another show. Visit FHU.com for a free audio download of Be Still and Know. Life is too short to waste on the same problems day after day. Go to FHU.com. Do it today.